From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News starts right now. On today's broadcast, South Korea adds 482 new COVID-19 cases, U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea Sung Kim arrives in Seoul, and Korea's industry minister discusses a nuclear project with government officials in the Czech Republic. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Jim Bulley. South Korea has reported new COVID-19 cases in the 400s after 3 days in the 500s. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Saturday that 482 new infections were registered throughout Friday, raising the country's accumulated caseload to 150,720. Of the new cases, 456 are local transmissions and 26 from overseas. The greater metro area accounts for more than 77% of domestic cases, including 193 in Seoul and 141 in Gyeonggi Province. One more death was reported, bringing the death toll to 1,997. The fatality rate stands at 1.32%. The number of critically ill patients has risen by 2 from the previous day to 151. Meanwhile, the government is set to announce a revised social distancing scheme on Sunday, which would take effect from July. The new rules are expected to allow larger personal gatherings and minimize the closure of publicly used facilities. The World Health Organization has voiced concern that the Delta variant of COVID-19, first identified in India, is becoming the dominant strain worldwide. The WHO's chief scientist, Soumya Swaminathan, said in a news conference held in Geneva on Friday that this is because of the variant's significantly increased transmissibility. Studies suggest that the Delta variant is around 60% more transmissible than Alpha, the variant first identified in the UK, which was found to be more contagious than the original strain that emerged in late 2019. The WHO said the Delta variant has spread to more than 80 countries, and it continues to mutate as it spreads across the globe. In the UK, Delta has overtaken the Alpha variant to become the dominant strain, accounting for more than 60% of new cases, while there are concerns that Delta will soon become dominant in the US as well, currently making up 10% of all new cases. The WHO and the CDC have both designated the Delta variant a variant of concern. The new U.S. Special Representative for North Korea, Sung Kim, arrived in Seoul on Saturday for talks with his South Korean and Japanese counterparts on ways to resume dialogue with Pyongyang. Landing at Incheon International Airport, Kim said he looks forward to having productive meetings with Seoul and Tokyo's nuclear envoys, Nokyu Duck and Takahiro Funakoshi. In his first visit to South Korea since being appointed to the post last month, Kim is accompanied by Deputy Special Representative Chung Pak and an official from the National Security Council. Kim's meeting with his South Korean counterparts is scheduled for Monday morning. A three-way meeting, including with Japanese envoy, will also take place the same day, with bilateral talks between South Korea and Japan and the US and Japan also scheduled. On Tuesday, Sung Kim will meet with Seoul's Unification Minister, Lee In-young, and members of academia and civil society to discuss the outcome of Washington's recently completed North Korean policy review before leaving the country on Wednesday. Kim is not believed to have plans to contact North Korea during his visit. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un wrapped up a key meeting of the ruling Workers' Party by vowing to use all means to overcome the difficulties facing the country. According to the North's official Korean Central News Agency on Saturday, the plenary meeting of the party's Central Committee ended Friday, and Kim solemnly promised to remain loyal to revolutionary ideologies and tasks, regardless of the difficulties that may lay ahead. Kim also reportedly criticized the attitudes of some senior officials, urging them to become true revolutionaries like past generations that accepted and implemented party decisions, no matter how difficult circumstances may be. The plenary meeting also dealt with organizational issues, including new appointments and dismissals. But who will assume the first secretary post, newly created under revised party rules in January, was not mentioned in the latest meeting. The four-day session also addressed economic challenges such as food shortages, as well as the US administration, with a pledge to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation.
You You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
South Korea is ramping up efforts to win a nuclear power plant project in the Czech Republic. According to Seoul's Ministry of Trade, Industry and Energy and the Korea Hydro and Nuclear Power Company, Industry Minister Moon Sung-uk visited the Central European nation on Friday. There he met with Prime Minister Andrej Babis and Trade Minister Karel Havlicek. In talks with the Prime Minister, Moon stressed that South Korea is the best partner for the nuclear project and asked for support so it can win the contract. The minister cited the high prospect of combining Czech's manufacturing technology and Korean expertise in nuclear power plants. Moon also asked the Prime Minister and Trade Minister to travel to Korea and visit nuclear plants here. He also gave a briefing on Korea's preparations to clinch the deal and Korean firms' capabilities in managing nuclear projects. The Czech Republic plans to build an additional reactor in the southern region of Dukovany at a cost of about 8 trillion won. The United States and France are also eyeing the project. The bidding process is expected to begin next year, with construction to start in 2029. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has secured a second 5-year term at the helm of the United Nations. Reuters said his appointment was approved by acclamation by the 193-member UN General Assembly on Friday without a vote. In opening remarks at the Assembly, Sven Jurgensen, Estonian ambassador to the UN and current rotating chair of the UN Security Council, said the Council earlier unanimously endorsed Guterres' second term that will run from January 2022 to December 2026. In his acceptance speech, the Secretary-General said that there are too many asymmetries and paradoxes in the international community and they need to be addressed head-on, and called for a new era of solidarity and equality. The 72-year-old served as Prime Minister of Portugal and head of the UN Refugee Agency before taking the top UN post, succeeding Ban Ki-moon in January 2017. Clear skies are forecast Saturday for most parts of the country, excluding mountainous areas in northern Gangwon Province, which will see showers. Rain will continue in Gangwon Province from Sunday afternoon, while the rest of the country will remain sunny. Sunday morning lows will range from 15 to 20 degrees Celsius, including 19 in Seoul. Daytime highs will also be similar to Saturday, ranging from 24 to 32 degrees, with 28 forecast in Seoul and 30 in Daegu. Local gas prices have risen for a seventh straight week. According to OPNet, an oil price information website run by the Korean National Oil Corporation, the average price of regular gasoline nationwide rose 11.71 to reach 1,576.21 per litre in the third week of June. The weekly increase appears to be widening, and the upward trend is expected to continue for the time being, amid climbing global oil costs. By region, gas prices in Seoul were the highest this week at over 1,659 won, 83 won higher than the national average. Daegu has the lowest prices at just under 1,551. The price of diesel also jumped 11.9 won to over 1,373 won per litre. Dubai crude, which South Korea mainly imports, rose $1.90 to $72.20 a barrel, while the average price of gasoline around the world gained $1.60 to just over $79. The Korean National Oil Corporation said that global prices are on the rise due to reduced stockpiles in the US, rising demand in Asia, and price increases projected by major oil traders. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Jim Bulley.